From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Demonstrators have stormed the Iraqi parliament. Hundreds of supporters of Iraqi Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr entered the Iraqi parliament after breaking into Baghdad's government-controlled green zone Saturday. This incident inside Iraq's parliament followed Sadr's denunciation of the government's failure to reform a political quota system blamed for rampant corruption. Inside the chamber, protesters danced, waved Iraqi flags, and chanted pro-Sadr slogans. Supporters of Sadr have been demonstrating in Baghdad for weeks now, responding to their leader's call to put pressure on Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to follow through on months-old reform promises. A session of parliament failed to reach a quorum earlier Saturday to vote on a cabinet reshuffle proposed by Abadi. Some ministers were approved earlier in the week despite disruptions by dissenting lawmakers. The Iraqi government's Baghdad Operations Command declared a state of emergency inside the capital shortly after demonstrators began entering the green zone. The demonstration took place the same day a suicide bomber driving a car near a group of Shiite Muslim pilgrims outside of Baghdad exploded in an attack that killed at least 17 and wounded nearly 40 more, say police. They say at the scene that the bomb attack targeted the pilgrims walking into Baghdad's holy Qadhimiyah Shrine, but other officials said the bomber was targeting a nearby open-air market. It was not immediately clear which of the two accounts were accurate. No one immediately took credit for the bombing, but Islamic State has claimed responsibility for similar attacks in the past that have targeted Shiite pilgrims near Baghdad. This is VOA News. Some 30 airstrikes by Syrian government warplanes and helicopter gunships hit rebel-held areas of the northern city of Aleppo Saturday, killing at least 5 people. According to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, nearly 250 civilians have died in shelling, rocket fire, and air raids in the contested city since April 22nd. Among those killed, at least 50 people in a hospital that was hit in an airstrike. This surge of violence comes as the International Committee of the Red Cross warns that the intensification of fighting could bring many people closer to a humanitarian disaster in Aleppo. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Geneva Sunday for talks on the Syrian situation. The State Department said in a Saturday release that Kerry will discuss ongoing efforts to reaffirm a cessation of hostilities throughout Syria. The president of Kenya set fire Saturday to 105 tons of elephant ivory and more than a ton of rhino horn, believed to be the largest stockpile ever destroyed, a dramatic statement by the East African country against the trade in ivory and products from endangered species. Uhuru Kenyatta put a flame to the biggest of 11 pyres of ivory tusk and one of rhino horn on a chilly afternoon, saying a time has come when we must take a stand, and the stand is clear. Kenya is making a statement that for us, ivory is worthless unless it is on our elephants, he said.
New generation of poachers, armed with new weapons and connected to vast new markets across the world, threatens to exterminate them. The proceeds of violence and death are recycled into crime, threatening not just our natural heritage, but also the stability of our states and the safety of our communities.
Kenya will push for the total ban on trade of ivory in the 17th meeting of the Convention on International Trade of Endangered Species to be held in South Africa later this year. The U.S. has recorded its first death related to the mosquito-borne Zika virus infection. The victim is an elderly man from the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico has been facing a widespread Zika outbreak for several months now, with more than a dozen patients requiring hospital treatment. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control reported 683 cases of Zika virus between November 1st and April 15th. Zika-related deaths in adults are considered extremely rare. The infections in pregnant women have been linked to a brain defect and fetal deaths that have become an international public health concern.
That's the latest world news from VOA.